She stood up as the car came to a stop, and the driver, with a standard cap and dark glasses, emerged. He seemed to be a large man and certainly looked like he could take care of himself and her. Carlos rose and gave her a hug.
"Go ahead now. I'll be here when you return. You also have the cell phone I gave you last night, right?"
Sulin grinned and replied,
"I do. Thanks, Carlos."
Carlos remained where he could watch as Sulin rushed out the door, closed it firmly behind her, and then proceeded down the long walkway toward the car. Sulin stopped a bit short of the car door. Carlos smiled, knowing she was doing as instructed before she got into the car. The driver gave a slight bow and replied to her questions. Something in the driver's mannerisms looked familiar to Carlos, so he moved a bit closer to the window to see if he could reconcile his growing concern. The driver opened the door and indicated that Sulin should take her place. Sulin seemed rooted to the ground as she made a comment back to the driver. He replied, and then reached for Sulin's arm, almost like an escort move. Sulin pulled back, and Carlos headed for the door. Just as Carlos threw open the door, the driver was forcibly moving Sulin toward the rear seat. The door had no inside handle that Carlos could see, and dread welled up inside him as he sprinted toward her almost in slow motion. Sulin yanked herself free and started screaming at the top of her lungs and flinging her hands and feet in random directions as the driver tried to gather her up. The driver spotted Carlos and gave up his efforts. Sulin melted into a puddle on the ground and kept screaming over and over. The driver jumped into the car, and Carlos made a note of the license plate even as he bent to encircle Sulin in his arms. As he patted her and held her, almost rocking her on the ground, she cried and kept muttering,
"Bacon. No bacon. No, no, no bacon,"
she sobbed. Carlos picked her up and carried her back into the house. He held her for a long time until she settled down. When she quieted, she refused to utter even a single word while torrents of tears continued to streak down her face. Sulin finally stopped crying and fell asleep. Carlos disengaged from her and laid her on the couch, covering her with a lightweight blanket. He knew something was very wrong. Really didn't want to worry Andy, but he needed help. He placed a call to Jacob, but it immediately went to voicemail, so he did the next best thing and placed a call to Quip.